Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Another couple of weeks go by, another extension voted by the House of Representatives to extend the federal budget on a so-called continuing budget resolution, sidestepping a government shutdown once again. Todd Zwillick joins us from Washington, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Good morning, Todd.
Hi, good morning, John.
You know, I hesitate to say dysfunctional Congress, but what evidence is there that we're getting somewhere on these continuing resolutions?
Well, it depends on where you sit on this. Some people think we're getting somewhere because there was an interesting vote in the House 2 days ago on this, which I'll explain. Some people think it's a big disaster. Here's the explanation. That continuing resolution did pass the House, but here's what happened for the first time. It passed the House, but 54 Republicans, keep in mind they have a huge majority in the House, 54 Republicans voted against it. And what happened was Speaker John Boehner needed Democratic votes, about 32 of them, I'm guessing, I think somewhere over 30. He needed Democratic votes to pass it. Now, all of those 54, not all of them, but many of those 54 Republicans who voted against continuing resolution, which cut $6 billion, they were the conservatives, many of them the Tea Partiers, John Boehner's right. And listen to what Boehner said shortly after the vote to the press when people asked him, how are you going to get a broader deal? Don't keep in mind, we still need a deal that gets it to September 30th or the government shuts down. Here's what Boehner said.
Let me remind you that Republicans control one half of one third of our government. It's never been lost on me that because we only control the House, there are a lot of other players that we need to work with in order to come to any agreement to keep the government open.
So what's the priority here for Boehner and the Republican leadership? Maintaining credibility with the Tea Party base or avoiding a government shutdown?
Therein lies the dilemma. And if you decode that statement a little bit, saying we only control one half of one third of the government, and I've always known that there are other players at the table, was his first public acknowledgement that he has to make a deal with some people who are extremely unpopular with the Tea Party. Those people are Harry Reid, Nancy Pelosi, and Barack Obama, most in particular. And that was the first public statement from Boehner of the rock and a hard place that he's between. And you just identified it, John, between a potential government shutdown, which nobody says they want, at least most people say they don't want, and making a deal that's going to make his conservative political base, the people who propelled him to the speakership, very, very angry. So if you go to some of those tea parties and ask them, how are you going to feel when a deal between Obama, Boehner, and Reid comes back, and you're going to have to vote for something that's not as strong, that's not cutting $61 billion, that doesn't have riders killing Planned Parenthood or cutting, defunding healthcare. How are you going to feel? I asked Alan West, Tea Party freshman from Florida, how he's going to feel when somebody has to make a deal with Reid and Obama that he's going to be asked to vote for. Listen to West.
I'm not playing, okay?
You'd rather see a shutdown?
I don't shut down the government. The chief executive officer shuts down this government. He's the one that's responsible.
Of concern to a lot of our listeners in this latest continuing resolution is defunding or alleged defunding of National Public Radio. Is this about public broadcasting at large or just NPR, that institution there in D.C.?
The bill that passed the House yesterday, John, was just about radio, NPR, but also all public radio. We should stipulate, including this show, it's about the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. That bill passed the House, but most people think it does not have 60 votes to pass the Senate. Harry Reid said he wouldn't bring it up over there. So the fact that Republicans carved that out sort of meant they wanted to be able to vote for it, but they don't necessarily expect it to ever get to the president.
But it's probably not over. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.